Good morning, bowled over, well, not by the Cricket World Cup, but by the heat wave. Well, of the 15 hottest places in the world in past 24 hours, 8 were in India with the others in neighbouring Pakistan, according to weather monitoring website El Dorado. Churu, a city in Rajasthan, recorded the country's highest temperature of 50.3 degrees Celsius, that is 120 Fahrenheit, yesterday, according to the Met Department. But the one facing the heat was Delhi Chief Minister. It is 4 June 2019 and with less than a year to go for the Delhi Assembly election, Chief Minister of Delhi Arvind Kejriwal has made a pitch for scrapping metro and bus fares for women commuters. The government is considering to waive the fare for women in DTC buses and Delhi Metro to encourage them to use public transport in view of their safety. This is what Kejriwal said at a public meeting on Saturday. Kejriwal has announced free commuting to women passengers on the pretext that it will make their travel safer. While entirely misdirected step there, again, it is the roads and security that needs more attention. But Kejriwal, the new iftar party pal of BJP, doesn't give a damn about public consultation. It is important to appear to have work done rather than do work itself. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal also announced yesterday that CCTV installations will begin from the 7th of June. More than 1.40 lakh cameras staring at Delhiites, data to be stored and shared with RWAs and market associations. So imagine your RWA uncle getting more emboldened than he has ever been. Zero data protection norms or safeguards. Speaking of protection and lack thereof, in case you haven't heard, Ajit Doval has been rewarded and the National Security Advisor has now gotten rank of a cabinet minister in the Government of India in recognition of his good work in national security domain. Good work as in for Pulwama attack where we lost 45 jawans, for Uri attack or for Gurdaspur and Pathankot attacks. Ajit Doval's CV in the last 5 years has only intelligence failure. But then Nishank, the fake doctor degree holder who thinks astrology supersedes science, is the Union Minister of Education. Meanwhile, in defense news, an Indian Air Force AN-32 transport aircraft with 13 people on board went missing Monday while flying over Arunachal Pradesh. Officials said a massive search operation was underway. The aircraft, which took off from Jorhat in Assam around 12:30 p.m., was scheduled to land an hour later at Mechuka in Arunachal Pradesh's newly created Shiyomi district. The weather over the region was turbulent and the AN-32's last contact with ground staff was about 1 p.m. Shiyomi borders China to the north and is one of the remotest locations in the Himalayan state. Now before we head to international news, an attempt by some members of a premium body of Hindu scholars to confer sainthood on Prime Minister Narendra Modi has run into trouble, with other members calling the effort illegitimate and politically motivated. For some members of the Kashi Vidwat Parishad, an organization based in Modi's constituency of Varanasi, had last week announced the Prime Minister would be honored with the title of Rashtra Rishi, or the national sage or national saint. Thankfully, several other members, including Parishad General Secretary Shivaji Upadhyay, told reporters on Monday the so-called decision was not taken at the correct forum or with the requisite quorum. It's the handiwork of a few sycophants of the ruling dispensation. They decided to bestow this title on the Prime Minister without consulting the politically neutral members and without quorum. Dwedi, a Parishad member, also told the Telegraph that the title Rashtra Rishi was a wrong and impure coinage that lacked scriptural sanction. The pure word is Rajarshi, Dwivedi said. There are four traditional titles for the accomplished amongst the rishis or the sages. Rajarshi, which is the royal sage meant for rulers who turn outstanding sages. Then there's Maharshi, which is a great sage. Brahmarshi, which is eternal sage. And Devarshi, which is divine sage. Rishi appears to be a coinage by Baba Ramdev, who had honoured Modi with the tag 2 years ago when the Prime Minister inaugurated a research institute at the yoga televangelist Patanjali Yogpeet in Haridwar. With that, let's head to international news. where Apple Inc. on Monday launched a sign-in with Apple function to rival Facebook and Google's web login accounts, drawing a contrast with rivals by stressing protection of users' information. But typically, when users sign in with their Google or Facebook profiles to third-party apps, the apps often share valuable data with Google and Facebook, a practice that Apple is looking to stop. Well, Apple announced the move at its annual software developer conference in San Jose, California, where it also showed new features for its operating systems for iPhone, iPads, and Macs, and said it would retire the iTunes app after 18 years in favor of separate apps for music, movies, and podcasts. Apple has emphasized privacy in effort to set itself from rivals such as Facebook and Google, both of whom use data to boost their advertising businesses and whose practices have come under heavy scrutiny. In other news, Jay-Z is officially hip-hop's first billionaire, according to Forbes, after building an empire based in music, property, fashion, and investments. The US magazine has estimated that the rapper's wealth now conservatively totals $1 billion. And cover star Serena Williams is the first athlete ever to hit Forbes' annual list of the world's richest self-made women after an estimated fortune of $225 million. And since we are on Serena Williams, Dominic Thiem blasted Serena Williams for a bad personality on Sunday as the bizarre row over him being booted out of his own press conference so that Roland Garros organizers could accommodate the American star took another twist. It's a joke, fumed the 25-year-old Thiem to media officers after being told he should finish his interviews in a smaller room. I have to leave the room because she's coming? What the hell? I don't care. I can also do whatever I want. This is what Thiem has to say. Roger Federer, meanwhile, leapt to the defense of Thiem, describing him as a superstar, a male superstar. I think the one who is still in the tournament gets priority. That's how I see it, said Federer after easing past Leonard Mayer on Sunday to reach his 54th quarterfinal at the majors. Well, speaking about protests, more than 100 people lay nude, nipples on display in front of Facebook's New York City headquarters on Sunday. The demonstrators covered their bodies with stickers of male nipples to protest against Facebook and Instagram's ban on some photos of female nipples on the platform. The activists say the ban harms artists and users exploring gender and identity. Well, speaking about gender, identity, and bans, a group of Japanese women Monday submitted a petition to the government to protest what they say is a de facto requirement for female staff to wear high heels at work. The hashtag Kutsu campaign, a play on words from the Japanese word kutsu, meaning shoes, and kutsu, meaning pain, was launched by actress and freelance writer Yumi Ishikawa and quickly won support from nearly 19,000 people online. Campaigners say wearing high heels is seen as a near obligatory when job hunting or working at many Japanese companies. Well, if you're heading to work and are feeling inspired, here's a question for you. Where is the campaigns against trousers? That's all from my end. A happy Eid in advance to every listener. Goodbye now until the day after. Take care from takeapart.in.